Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Gets to do this in a Pirates jersey. It is. It does matter.
Because we've gotten so used to guys not doing
it here.
Well,
it's just, yeah, it's the expectation is certainly that you're going to see, I think, great players here when they do come up through the system, when they do get acquired. You're going to see them for a very finite, determined period of time. Then they're going to go ply their trade elsewhere. And he has played in a lot of places, you know, big markets, New York, Philadelphia. You know, the expectation is once they're gone, though, specifically, they're gone. And what is nice is that he's the one example of somebody who came back around because he wanted to, which I think also probably makes Pirates fans feel good, because how often do we talk about, do players even want to play here when they're free agents? There's a big quotient to that. He made being a Pirates fan cool 10 plus years ago. And now the fact that he gets a round number capstone for this team is meaningful, should be meaningful, I think.
And he told us when he signed back here that he wanted the Pirates, and he had to almost convince them.
Yeah, he courted them. He courted them.
That
for
it
sure.
was a relationship that made sense. So McCutchen, we have, good job by the Pirates and good job by Zangrilli to get McCutchen on when that game ended. So we have exclusive audio here of him talking about 300 home runs and everything else. So here is McCutchen to start with on just his first thought. What was the first thing that crossed his mind when he hit his 300th home run?
I'm forever always thankful for the fan base here in Pittsburgh and just for what they've given me over the years. It's awesome that I was able to get 300 in a Pirates uniform. Would I have wanted it a lot earlier? Of course. That's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. Yeah, it's nice to be able to do it, you know, to do it, get it done. And, you know, wish I would have been able to do it in Pittsburgh, but it's a little bit across the state, and it's nice to be able to get it done and do it here.
I actually am I think they said this on the broadcast yesterday, and I agreed with it. Greg Brown did. That if you were ever going to have him hit it anywhere else, Philly was the best next choice. He played in Milwaukee, played for the Giants briefly, played for the Yankees, but Philly, they liked him a lot there, I got the sense. Like, he was a well-liked player there. He's hard not to like. You know, even those fans who do like to boo. Oh, they were booing, by the way. Can you imagine the booing discourse in Philly after that series? I'm okay that it happened in a place where, A, you see Pirates fans typically travel to go see the Pirates play there, and vice versa when the Phillies are here, Phillies fans travel. And for a team that he spent actually the most time with outside of here in Pittsburgh.
I've got two thoughts on him talking about the protracted pursuit of it and hoping that that's the reason why, or one of the reasons why he's off to such a bad start. Pressing, thinking about that number, thinking about the next home run, waiting for a pitch that he can drive to hit a home run, trying to get that out of the way so he can just focus on baseball again.
Mm-hmm.
And in that answer, I think you hear some of that, like there might be a gorilla that is now off of his back.
There and, better be, honestly, because he was not looking – it was not looking promising here early for him.
I think he might be the hitter equivalent of Bednar. Bednar did not really have a spring training, and all kinds of rust accrued. And the same thing was true of McCutchen. He barely played in the spring. He did not get a lot of at-bats. And creature of habit, you're used to your routine. You do it every year for almost 20 years to get ready for a baseball season. That got thrown out of whack because he was rehabbing an injury instead. So maybe he's a late bloomer, Chris. That's happened to him even when he was in his prime years with the Pirates.
Yeah, but it's different.
He was not always an April player.
But it's different when you're 37 as opposed to like 25 or 26.
I know. But great players can play into their late 30s better than most, and that's my charitable view on the way he started his season so far.
Yeah, I had the same thought, so it's kind of interesting that we both were at least heading down this road, although you sound more optimistic. I said to myself when he hit it, I just really hope we see him take a better approach or that he looks better at the plate because he frankly just did not look good all season at the plate. Troublingly to me, the bat looked a little slow. Like he wasn't catching up with stuff that was in the zone. Pitchers were challenging him and winning.
Here is McCutchen on going in depth on the 300 home run ball and getting it back from Pirates fans after the game.
It was amazing. I mean, I knew once it went out there, you know, who knows what that person may have wanted. But it ended up in the hands of two Pirates fans, a father and son. His name was Torin. I got to meet him. He was probably around, you know, 7 or 8. You know, it was nice to be able to talk to him. All he wanted to do was deliver the ball to me. You know, it's about as genuine as you can get. And, you know, that was a great moment for me, I'm sure, as it was for him and his father. But that was a special moment for me as well because, you know, we know how it is sometimes. People get baseballs, they ask for the moon, they want everything, and rightfully so. But when you have people like that that are genuine and just want to get to meet you, you know, it makes you think about things. It makes you think about the bigger picture and how life works sometimes. I got to have that moment with him, and it was special for me.
I would have done the same thing with him. If I catch the 300th home run ball and I'm there with Amanda, I want just a meet and greet, and you want to give me a bat or a signed jersey or something like that, sure. I want the personal experience. I want a picture. I want something that I can have as like a memento or keepsake for the rest of my life. I want a moment, and then I want something that remembers the moment from him, and that's it. Now, if I'm a Phillies fan and I catch Andrew McCutchen's home run ball, I'm immediately getting in touch with someone who runs a collectible store, and I'm trying to get an appraisal immediately. And then once I have the value, what the ball is worth, then my decisions after that are based on making sure that I get maximum value back for the ball. But I would not hold up Andrew McCutchen.
You send McCutchen a tweet that has the ball and you with a chainsaw saying, basically, pony up or the ball
gets
it.
They blew up the Bartman ball in Chicago there.
Holding
yeah, something
a gun
like that.
To the ball.
99% of the time, I'm just acting like this ball is going to the top bidder and I don't give a rat's ass. You can try to tug on my heartstrings and poke and prod me to do it. I'm not. I'm going to
cash in. What do you think Lennox would have done if he's the 5-year-old kid and we catch the ball? He'd have just been like, do you want to know what I was playing on Minecraft earlier today? Like, Mario is the fastest racer in Mario Kart. I would have just given the ball back to like a clubhouse attendant. I don't even need the personal interaction. I don't. It's his ball. He hit it. Like in this particular case, 99% of the time, otherwise.
You don't want a picture.
No, I'm good. Like,
really?
If I'm there with Alex and the boys, if they want one, like, but I always would feel weird just, like, me being in a picture.
You
like,
should have
my
thrown
job
it back.
Is,
do
my
what
job
they do
is,
in Chicago after a home run.
My job
just
is
take
to,
go,
my job
it,
is to talk about you and potentially criticize you and be critical of you. Like, if I'm putting myself in that headspace, I think it would be weird for me to be like, hey, Kutch, can I get a picture?
Donnie, what are you doing? You selling it? You trying to get a few $100?
I think I'm going your route. If I'm a Pirates fan, I just want to have like that personal thing, like, okay, I can at least have the picture with Kutch. Maybe I get the picture framed, put it in a man cave one day, whatever, or the jersey route. I wouldn't go completely, like, just toss him the ball back like, hey, good job. I'd be way more likely
to do that. I'd be like, here, I just trust that you're going to give him this ball.
But think about the points you would score with him and the Pirates if Chris Mueller went down there and said, hey, Andrew, here's the ball. Congratulations on your home run.
Okay, wouldn't I score even more points with him if I just flipped him the ball in the tunnel and just said, I don't need anything, man. Congrats, dude.
Yeah, but you said just give it to an attendant. You got to make sure Andrew knows that you're not, you know, pushing his buttons here to try to screw him over and rake him over the coals. Like, here,
I wouldn't need him to know that. Wouldn't he know that whoever caught it? Yeah, I guess if you're saying me professionally, they'd be very appreciative of the fact that I didn't rake him over the coals or rake them over the coals, maybe. But
I think they'd have you back to throw out a first pitch or something. You doff your cap.
I wouldn't even want to do that. I'd feel like that was just like them trying to make, oh, well, we let your co-host, who everybody likes, do that. So I guess you can come here and do that now. And then I'd throw one in the dirt and feel like an idiot.
We have more of McCutchen. He told Zangrilli about his favorite Pirates home run. His favorite home run that he ever hit in a Pirates uniform. I'll give you guys a couple of minutes to think about what that might be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For me, I think it was my first walk-off home run. I think for me, that was something that you always dream of as a kid, and to be able to get that opportunity. And as a rookie in 2009, playing the Philadelphia Phillies, who lost the World Series that year, to be able to do it against a great closer like Brad Lidge, hit it to the opposite field. You know, it's just that whole thing, man. That was a home run. Like I'll never forget. And our video guy Kevin Roach, he actually has a picture of that, of me coming in the home plate in his video room in the PNC Park. And I'm in there, I get to see that, and it's always just a remembrance of that moment. That's one that stands out a lot.
That's Andrew McCutchen on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, calling into our Pirates postgame show with Zangrilli on Sunday. That's a great picture, that moment where he like jumps to home plate.
Yep.
I'm stunned he picked that as his favorite Pirates home run. He's hit over 200 of them in a Pirates uniform.
I think we all know the one.
There's one obvious answer. I hope Donnie can find the audio on it. I don't even have to tell him which audio to go find to go get it. We all know which one it is. That he would rank a home run in like August of 2009 against the Phillies when the Pirates were ticketed for almost a 100-loss season. That's his favorite.
It's probably, but that's the first one of those he ever hit, and I'm sure he. It's probably a vivid memory because the one we all would pick is one that was like in the thick of his best run of years in baseball. And even though I'm sure it stands out, it probably for him doesn't stand out the way it does for fans. And for a near delirious Greg Brown and Steve Blass, who if we have this, I thought we're going to absolutely lose their minds. Donnie? Oh, he's look at the serious look on our guy's
face
in there.
If that home run call's not available on the internet, okay, thank you.
Donnie's got it.
The pitch. High fly ball to center field. It's hit pretty well toward the wall.
Oh, my God!
Andrew McCutchen has won it. They're going crazy. The Pirates have won this game. And an incredible game. You can raise the Jolly Roger and call it maybe the best all time in Pittsburgh. What a game.
I still think it is.
But hold on.
I still think it is the
best time in
game.
Pittsburgh?
Yes. Well, not.
There was a game that ended 10-9 Pirates over Yankees that happened at Forbes Field.
Yeah, I think he meant PNC Park. He had to. A little bit of hyperbole there.
I would hope he meant PNC Park.
Maz on line one begs to differ.
Are we sure it was even the best game at like if you include Three Rivers in PNC Park only?
No, it wouldn't be.
It's the best game at PNC Park, yes. Because the night before they had won it on Polanco's hit, and poor Brownie, I thought was going to have.
No, that was the night after.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Pompeiani was in the front row. You ever watch
that's
that
right.
clip?
Yeah, I have. I'm sorry. I got my nights mixed up.
From the Sunday game.
Yes.
Do you know what just still is so frustrating about those? Like, even though I hear that clip and I'm like, those are good times, they just couldn't get by that team, either in the regular season to just guarantee themselves a five-game series or in the actual five-game series. I think it is the second most over-the-top walk-off home run call I've ever heard, though, from that pairing. Pedro Alvarez's first walk-off off of Houston Street.
Donnie, see if you can find that
one. I think Steve sounds like this might be it for him. Like, he is going to die in ecstasy.
Speaking of the Rockies, he had a 3-home run game against Colorado there late in his career.
I was in attendance for his three-home
run game. I'm talking about McCutchen.
No, I know.
Alvarez.
I was in attendance for McCutchen's 3-home run game his rookie year, I think it was, at PNC. And he came up, I think, having... He had something going on where I think one had been like a solo, like a 2-run and a 3-run. I think he had a chance... Or if the bases had been loaded, he had a chance for the home run
also,
cycle.
Also, I know I maybe this is like kind of like taking a easy way out here and trying to give you like an answer to a trick question. I like his inside the park home run against the Phillies. I don't know how many of those he has in his career.
It doesn't stick out in my mind as you
really?
Say that. Yeah. It does
like
not.
Ben Revere, like horribly misplayed a ball and had to run after it, and
you know
he
why?
Scooted
you know,
around the bases.
Yeah, you know
all the
why
way.
I probably don't think about that one as much. I have a take on inside the park home runs. There are very few true ones, in my opinion, like where the guy just hits it to a gap and runs so fast that he actually makes it around and no one.
I think Clemente is
up.
Like a walk off.
He has a walk off
grand slam.
Correct.
He
has an ultimate grand slam. They called it because I think it was on a 3-2 two out pitch.
Could you imagine being at that game?
I have the Pedro one. Oh. The audio doesn't sound great, but I think we'll be...
I think we've got to hear it anyway.
Here's the stretch of the 0-1. Drive to right field!
Oh, my God!
If it's
oh, my God!
Pedro Alvarez!
Get out of here!
Pedro Alvarez has won this game! Unbelievable! Alvarez has homered! He's won it! The Buccos win it! Pedro wins it! 3-run homer! Unbelievable! He just whips off his helmet. They're going nuts. It's a sellout crowd, rocking and rolling at PNC Park.
Lord, help us and save us, cried Mrs. McDavis. Oh, my goodness.
Pedro.
I was actually at both games.
That had to be an electric factory each time.
And I was at the McCutchen one is whenever I worked at the now defunct prize wheel at PNC Park during college.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just stuck around. Like, we were done in, like, the seventh or eighth inning. I just stuck around.
I remember being down, like, with friends. We were all just, like, going out at the waterfront, and the Alvarez home run happened. And then I remember hearing the call and just – you had to laugh. I mean, there's no other alternative but to have a good chuckle.
You've heard their call of Wainer hitting a home run, right?
With the whistle?
He gets like a train whistle out there.
Yes, dude.
Well, how about when they beat the Tigers in 13? Martin had a walk-off and Blast screamed, "This is kinky!"
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is kinky!
I do remember that one. You know what? I will admit to you something. My favorite home run of the Pirates, like, three-year run in that span is not by McCutchen. It's not the 15 one against the Cardinals. You know why? The Martin home run in the eighth inning against the Brewers that put them ahead in that game.
Oh, that was a fantastic
one. Well, because the Cardinals were the Cardinals, but the Brewers, remember the
That's 14, right?
Yes, that was 14. Do you remember just how the Brewers bullied them? It was different than what the Cardinals would just beat them, but Milwaukee would bully them.
Yeah,
and
they'd rub your nose in it, too,
try to make
Nigel
them,
Morgan
yeah.
and
Prince
Fielder
doing
and Ryan
doing like a knockdown
Braun,
bowling pin celebration, and for them to be the team that chased down the Brewers and ripped their guts out in that game was very gratifying.
It's a little bit from McCutchen. You can go to our website, 937thefan.com, and listen to the full interview.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is time for Donnie's Mock of the Day. And we're brought to you by the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. See what they can do for you. Stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. From now until draft night, which is a week from Thursday, Donnie will scour the internet for the best mock draft and update us on who the experts think the Steelers will be picking with the 20th overall pick. Sometimes he might even find a mock draft that goes more in depth and gives us later round picks. So I don't know what he did today. Maiden voyage here with Donnie's Mock of the Day.
Well, today we have one from Sam Monson, who we know from Pro Football Focus. This is actually a 2-round mock.
We're getting 20 and 51 here.
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted any of the other picks that got selected here from any of the other teams.
Why don't you give us some of the picks that are relevant to the Steelers in terms of maybe some positions that they're interested in leading up to the 20th pick, so we can maybe guess who he took with the 20th pick before you give it to
us. Okay. Well, I also find this one interesting because he does have quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, but probably not in the order you guys are expecting.
Williams,
he has
May,
Williams
Daniels.
At one. No.
Daniels, two.
No,
JJ
he's got
McCarthy.
Williams, McCarthy, Daniels.
And this is
and he has the Broncos trading up to take Daniels at 3.
And this is Monson?
Yes.
Where are the Broncos getting the picks to move up? They traded all the picks for Russell Wilson. They traded a pick for Sean Payton. What do they have left?
So he has the mock, he has like the projected trade in here. The Broncos receive pick number 3. The Patriots receive picks 12, 76, and a first round in 25.
Wow.
I want to be on record as saying I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be an NFL bust. I do not think he's going to be a good quarterback.
Yeah, I don't see it at all for him.
I don't think Williams is going to be all that people think he is, but I can at least understand why in the right situation Caleb Williams could end up being great. The arm is ridiculous. I think May has all the tools. I actually think Daniels, you can talk me into Daniels being good. I don't see it with J.J. McCarthy. I think Penix will have a much better career than McCarthy. Much better.
He doesn't have May going until number 9. The Vikings trade up to get him at 9.
That's another, like, what are people – I feel like people are overthinking this. Drake May is physically got the tools, might be a little bit raw, big arm, makes plays off script. What am I missing there? Why he keeps sliding in there? J.J. McCarthy over him?
I think McCarthy played better than May last year, but
he was also on the best team in the country.
Yes.
And they asked him to do very little.
I think if you put on both players' tape, you would say that McCarthy had a better year, but he was asked to do much less. Now, he answered those questions, very few of them. I'm a May guy, though. I think May has hints of Herbert and Josh Allen in his game, and I would actually bet that 5 years from now, he's the best quarterback from this class.
I'm with you, actually. I don't think it's even close for me.
So some of the tackles here, Joe Alt is the first one that goes. We can kind of assume that's going to happen. He went number five to the Chargers. Here's an interesting one. Talisi Fuaga, seventh to the Tennessee Titans.
I mean, people love him.
If Alt's off the board, I could see Fuaga going that early.
People love him, man. I saw him as high as five in a mock, somebody did, to the Chargers.
Five.
And the thing
so
is,
they don't take one of the big receivers there.
And the thing is, by the way, that people, well, yeah, more on that maybe later in the show, but people seem to think like that he might kick in to play guard. If you draft him that high and you kick him inside, he had better be Quentin Nelson.
Yeah, he better be one of the great
He better be Quentin
time.
Nelson
be
or Steve Hutchinson, Alan Faneca. Why? I always say Faneca's like the second best Steeler I've ever seen relative to his position. Why do I not just name him first?
I did, and now you can do it
Who
from
do you
now
say
on.
Is first, Troy?
Well, no. Like in, among no, like guards.
Comparing him to great guards.
And I always say Steve Hutchinson, even though I think he was as good or better than Hutchinson. Anyway.
So the Patriots used that 12th pick they got from the Broncos. They take Fashanu from Penn State. I think I said his name right there.
Yeah, it is Fashanu.
Yep. Then Fautanu, who is in town today, goes 14th to the Saints.
He's good. He's another guy.
A couple
who can,
other guys off the board.
He's another guy who can apparently play all five positions.
A lot
if
of
need
offensive
be.
Linemen are going in the first round of this draft, people.
16, a big one. Jackson Powers Johnson to the Seahawks.
Yep, I've seen that more and more.
Booger McFarland did one of these, by the way, and apparently just had tackle after tackle going in the first round. Just kept picking tackles.
Then also the top two defensive linemen go right after Powers Johnson at 17 and
Murphy
18.
Murphy and Newton.
Newton actually went first.
Okay.
Then Murphy.
Interesting.
And then number 20, they get Malzi's guy again.
Mims. The worst-kept
secret.
Graham
Barton goes right after 21.
I think the worst-kept secret is Mims to the Steelers. Everyone's saying it. No one's denying it. I've not heard anybody over at the Steelers tell me not so fast. You guys are getting over your skis with this one. I think they're gonna end up with Mims. Now, in this situation, Latham's still out there.
Yes. And something else of note. 27th overall to the Cardinals in this draft. Latham went 26th to the Buccaneers.
I bet it's big Zach Frazier.
Zach Frazier to the Cardinals, 27th overall.
What I tell you.
Seeing that more and more.
That someone wanted to make a friendly bet with me that all three centers are gone before the first round is up. All right, so now give me 51.
They go receiver. Ricky Purcell from Florida.
I don't think that – I actually think that the Mims-Pearsall combination is probably my likeliest pick for how this shakes out.
And how would you feel about it?
Good. Well, because you know I'm on the Mims train. I think he's going to be good, slot in. He might have a little bit of a – I might get frustrated early because they slow roll him into the lineup, but I think he's good. Pearsall looked pretty good.
You guys know how much I love Baldy.
Yeah.
Baldy was on our podcast, First in Pod. And he said that Pearsall reminds him of Julian Edelman. He said, I could see him being a Julian Edelman type for the next 10 years. Now, I don't think Julian Edelman should be in the Hall of Fame. But if that's who he is, then he should be a top 20 pick. If the Steelers get the next... If they get a Julian Edelman adjacent player with the 51st pick in the draft... he is actually going to leapfrog.
He's a lot bigger than Edelman. That's the weird thing.
I know.
He's like 2.5-3 inches taller than Edelman. He's a big receiver. 6'1", almost 200.
I know. He's been compared to OBJ.
Something else also.
Do you think Baldy fell into the old, I'm going to compare him to another white guy trap?
Usually I would say yes, but I just know Baldy just watches this stuff over and over and over again.
That's why I say it more as a joke, because Baldy is very credible to me on all of these matters.
Something else interesting from this mock. So Drake May went ninth.
Yeah.
34, the Vikings trade up to and take Michael Penix Jr.
I think that's the literal perfect scenario for Michael Penix Jr.
They had already drafted did they draft the quarterback?
They drafted May.
So they drafted two quarterbacks, Chris.
May and then
Cousins,
Penix Jr.
Cousins Griffin III. I'm just saying, like, if Penix goes to a place like Minnesota where it's climate controlled, good play calling, Justin Jefferson, yeah. PFF would love – that's like a classic PFF move, though.
Just draft all quarterbacks.
If you go into their draft simulator,
they'll give you an A.
If you pick the best quarterback available at every one of your team's picks, I'm pretty sure if I do that right now, I will get an A in my draft.
Donnie,
I'm going to try it.
Where did some of the big corners go? Did any of them come – look, where did Mitchell go before the Steelers pick? Where did the Alabama corners go? Did any of them get picked before the Steelers at 20?
Mitchell – I'm pretty sure Mitchell did not go before the Steelers went.
Oh, my God. I think they take him in that situation.
Arnold went 13th
from Alabama.
If it's Mitchell versus Mims,
I think they take Mitchell.
I'd be okay with that. As much as you know I like Mims.
Mitchell went 22nd to the Eagles.
I would take Mitchell there because I think he's a stud. By the way, I did a PFF mock. We put these out once a week now on the show. Mitchell went, I'm not kidding you, and I said it so that it was like kind of random but not really, third overall. Third.
He has DeGene going 15th to the Colts.
He came in for a visit and was mobbed at the airport.
That was the LSU guy who wore his own sweatshirt with his own number and name on it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.